You're listening to episode 28 of the FitsPro podcast, and number 28 is really a impromptu follow-up or part two to episode 27, which was all about being a female in the male-dominated industry that is strength and conditioning. This episode comes out of conversations that I had afterwards with people in the DMs on Instagram and things like that. So in today's episode, I am covering 5 points around the topic of being a female in the industry of strength and conditioning and what we can do to kind of make our mark in this field. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller. Certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPo. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. Like I said, this is really a follow-up from episode 27 because after that podcast, I had a lot of awesome conversation with some of you via my DMs over on the gram, and a few common themes kept surfacing, so I thought it was worth it to do a follow-up episode and touch on those topics today. This will be a much shorter episode, I'm hoping, than the last one, mainly because the ground has been laid. So if you haven't, go check out episode number 27 and then come back and listen to this one. So today I want to give you some practical tools and maybe clear the air on some of the topics and reiterate some of the things from episode 27. Number one might be seen as a bit ironic, but my first pointer for you is to stop focusing so much on the fact that you're a freaking female, right? In episode 27, when I mentioned that my certification says Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist, and it does not say Female Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist, that's what I was talking about. I think we put too much weight on the being female part of being a female in the strength and conditioning world. I had this conversation the other day with actually a male in the industry about all of the women strength summits that are coming up. And while the intent behind those is good, and I support those, and I go to those, and I want to go to those, I do think if women are wanting to be held in the same regard and with the same respect as men in the field, that we need to be more integrated rather than segregated. Focusing on integration of females into the field rather than segregating ourselves from the rest of the field. And that isn't to discount any of the women-only strength summits that are happening. It was just a conversation that I thought was interesting, and I thought I would share that point with you guys. That if we want respect where men are and we want to be seen as equal, then we need to be where the men are and where the industry leaders are in some way, shape, or form. Whether that's with conversing more with male colleagues or speaking at, you know, quote unquote, normal conferences, not women only conferences. It can look a lot of different ways. And again, there is totally a place for women strength summits and women focused conferences. I just thought that it was a very interesting conversation, and I was asked to possibly speak at one of those conferences. And my question was kind of, why aren't men invited to this? Because I don't just want to speak to women. I don't just want to impact women in strength and conditioning. I want to impact the world of strength and conditioning as a female, period. So your intent might be different than mine, obviously, and that's totally fine. So of course, all of that depends on where you are at and what impact you want to have on the industry and what your personal desires are. But like I said, I thought it was worth bringing up because it was an interesting conversation. So, you know, focus less on the fact that you are a female and more on what you want to contribute to the world of strength and conditioning as a professional. Moving on to number two, everyone sees the world through their own set of lenses. You are not in control of that. Okay, you are in control of your own. And that should be both freeing to you and empowering too, right? Like, you get to decide how you see things. If you're looking for negative, there's 100% chance that you're going to find it. If you're looking for opportunity and positivity, there's 100% chance that you'll either find it or you'll likely make it for yourself. And that's what I was really getting at with the whole lens conversation in episode 27. And that goes for life as well as being in the world of strength and conditioning or any male-dominated field. With that is number three, so accepting that everyone sees the world through their own lens, right? And that is not in your control. It is also wise, I think, to expect shit to happen. I'm a bit of a realist when it comes to this. People are broken and flawed, and some are just straight assholes, right? To expect that everyone is going to play nice is just ignorant, in my opinion. And frankly, you're asking for a dog pile of disappointment if that is your expectation. I've talked about this before over on my blog. Expectations are hugely important in any area of life, especially, I think, those areas involving other human beings. Expectations allow us to be proactive and prepared for different scenarios, right? If we expect that 80% of the time people will be decent human beings and 20% of the time someone will lash out, insult you, make a mistake, whatever it be, then when that 20% rolls around, that negative 20%, you might say, you aren't completely blindsided by it. Now, everyone can have their own beliefs and expectations around human beings, but I am simply here to share mine and how I believe they have helped me in my quest as a female in the world of a male-dominated industry that happens to be strength and conditioning for me. Having realistic expectations allows you to take things with a grain of salt versus spending unneeded time and energy on an event you could have been better prepared for. And that's just my perspective. This is not exclusive to men either. If I worked at a hair salon, for instance, with a bunch of women, I would have what I think is a realistic expectation, which is that I would expect them to gossip and talk crap about people from time to time, and I would probably be a part of that from time to time. I might even argue more often, like that would happen more often than men belittling or putting down women in a weight room. It's just a thought to entertain. Okay, like I said, I'm a fan of leveling the playing field, and so I like to just throw out different scenarios and have people ponder them. Would this irritate me? Like, would being in a scenario where people gossip all the time and talk shit about people and complain, would that irritate me? Yes. But because I am expecting it to happen to some extent, because humans are humans, I would be prepared to handle it, or better prepared to handle it, with possible solutions for different scenarios, remembering to hold on to what is in my control and what is not in my control. I hope I'm making sense with that. These are kind of general, just human behavioral thoughts and things for you to ponder, I guess. But number three is kind of remembering what's in your control and what's not in your control, and that shit is going to happen. So if you can kind of live by that 80-20 rule, I think you will be blindsided less often and better prepared to deal with those negative 20%. This kind of goes along with number three, and that is, as the majority in any situation, it is going to be both imperative and difficult for you to be a part of the change, right? I'm going to repeat that. As the minority in any situation, it is both imperative and difficult for you to be a part of the change that you want to see, right? The world of strength and conditioning, it may never be female dominated, and that's okay. But I do think there can be equal respect between men and women in that field, no matter the numbers of representation. I mentioned this or something similar in episode 27, is that it takes time to mend a broken relationship, and it takes both parties as well. Like, we as women want to leave a legacy and make headway in the world of strength and conditioning. We 100% are going to need the help of the men in that industry. We need help from the majority, right? Like, me having opportunities to be a female strength coach at University of Portland, which was opened up by my male professor and Bradford Scott, who was the male head coach, those men gave me space to find myself and to build myself in that industry. We need help as the minority from the majority to do the things we want to do in this industry. And this takes us back to the expectations and the lens that we see our world through. For instance, I choose to put more weight on my positive experiences, both at University of Portland under Bradford Scott, who is now working with the Atlanta Braves, being on the Active Life podcast with Dr. Sean Pastuch, which is an amazing opportunity for me, having all of the positive male coach role models that I've had in my life. Those are what I choose to focus on versus the negative experiences that I've had, whether it be with male athletes, with male coaches, with male higher-ups in other institutions and at other internships outside of the University of Portland. And I have definitely had my fair share of negative experiences, harassment, belittling situations in this field. So that was basically just to see yourself as part of the solution and taking ownership of that. Now, you get to decide what that looks like in your situation because it's going to be different for all of you. But I think that when you see yourself as part of the solution, as a human that can be a beneficial figure in the world of strength and conditioning, I think that mindset alone gives you another level of empowerment and almost respect for yourself, which is going to carry over into how others see you as well. And number five is the last one, and that is kind of more on a serious note, if you will, and that's kind of an offshoot of number four, which is in regards to if something actually happens. So if someone makes a belittling comment, if someone says something inappropriate or does something inappropriate, I always think that both parties need to be held accountable. I don't think in any industry often enough we level the playing field. And again, this is my opinion. You can have yours, obviously. But just because you are the minority in a situation, which women are obviously a minority in the world of strength and conditioning, especially the higher up you get in those ranks, that does not dismiss you from being a part of the problem or having fault in a situation. And I want you to let that sink in. Just because you are a minority in a situation, that does not automatically dismiss you from having any fault in a given situation. Now, that does not mean that you have fault in every situation. Not by a long shot. That is not what I'm saying. I just want people to entertain the idea that it's not a bad idea as human beings to just ask, hey, what was my part in this if I had one? Right? Like, take responsibility. My mom always taught us as kids, and I hated it. I loathed having these conversations as a child, but obviously I respect it now, and I understand it, and clearly I am using it today. So, shout out to mom. But if my sister and I got into an argument, and my mom hadn't seen what happened or heard what happened, she would always ask, what happened before you got angry? What happened before you hit your sister? Like, let's look at this from all angles here to figure out what we're really dealing with and who had fault in what area of the situation. So just breaking down a situation beyond your initial emotional reaction to something can be a really powerful thing, I think, a very powerful tool to use. And this is starting to just sound like a talk on healthy human beings, but I really am talking about this in regards to the world of strength and conditioning and being a female in any male-dominated field, right? A lot of the questions and conversations that I had in my DMs over on Instagram were from other women who had listened to the episode and were outside of the field of strength and conditioning, but were in another male-dominated field, like engineering or being a chef. There are real women who I'm having conversations with who have had similar situations happen in completely unrelated fields. So that just goes to show that this is a conversation that needs to be had and talked about. And I don't want to sound like a broken record or beat a dead horse. I just want to acknowledge that, yes, it is a male-dominated field. Yes, shitty things are going to happen. And that if we can hold on to what we can control and take ownership of that while letting go of what we can't control, I think that as women, we will have more peace and more impact that we are wanting to have in our fields, whatever that is. I by no means am out to get men or revenge on that in any way. And I think if that is your focus, you're in the wrong headspace for helping humans, no matter what field you're in, because quite frankly, you need those men. just like any minority needs a portion, some portion of the majority to open doors for them and to support them and to hear them and to help them along with the changes that they want to make. So that is all I really have for you today. I just wanted to touch on those 4 or 5 points and kind of make those really clear in a shorter episode, you know, expecting the fact that humans are going to see the world through their own lens and that that's not in your control. And that you have control over your own, but no one else's. Learning to take things with a grain of salt and focusing on what you can control by having realistic expectations for given settings and situations, whatever field you are in. And taking ownership of the fact that you are a part of the solution and you can decide what that looks like. And that does not mean that people should not be held accountable. I think that you should be held accountable. I think that men should be held accountable. I think that I should be held accountable. I think that anyone who disrespects anyone should be held accountable. And I think it's fine to fight for that at whatever means necessary, while also asking what your part may have been or not have been in that situation. Hashtag level the playing field. Okay. That's legit all I have. I'm honestly just happy that we live in a time where women can pursue their dreams and women have a voice and a place in the world of strength and conditioning. I think it's awesome. I'm happy about it. I'm excited for us females to be kind of on the forefront of that. We are, you know, pioneers in a sense, paving the way for other women who are going to come up through the ranks in years to come and hopefully get places in higher and higher ranks. And that sounds like kind of dramatic, but I don't know. I think it's cool, and I hope you do too. I appreciate so much of the conversation that has come up around the topic, specifically over on Instagram. I hope that I have been able to help a few of you, whether it's been through the podcast or through chatting with me over in my DMs. Your time is important to me, and I know that you don't choose to converse with everyone that you follow over on Instagram, so I don't take that lightly. Thank you for listening, as always, to the podcast and supporting what I am doing. If you like the podcast, if you find value in it, if you listen to the podcast regularly, please make sure that you subscribe to the podcast, write a review, leave 5 stars, whatever you can do over on Apple Podcasts. It makes a huge difference. Thank you so much. And until next time, I am Annie Miller, and you are listening to the FitsPro Podcast.